Thank you. Hi, everybody. Jordan Adler here, stepping in for our Chief Visionary Officer, Cody Bateman, who is on a trip overseas for a BNI Global Conference. He's meeting the dignitaries of BNI. And tonight I'm kind of filling in for him here. So you're going to hear from me a couple times tonight on the corporate leadership call. And then again, when this is over with, an hour after this is over with, we do our weekly training call, and you're invited to be part of that as well. Tonight I want to talk about two things. The first thing I want to talk about is what to do to prepare for the holidays. I'm just going to spend a few minutes on that, and then I'm going to get into some thoughts that I want to share with you tonight. So some things to do to prepare for the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. It's quick. It's coming up really soon. Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's are just around the corner, and so I want to give you five steps to prepare for getting your cards out. Number one, you want to figure out what type of card you want to send out this year for the holidays, and that's where, you know, you can do a little brainstorming, you can Google some things, but come up with an idea, something that's creative or fun or interesting, or maybe it's just something simple like a simple Christmas card with a picture of your family. But come up with something that you'd like to receive, that you want to send out to other people. So figure out what kind of card you want to send, and don't wait till the last minute. Work on that now. Start saving some things to your computer and you know, looking at pictures and finding, you know, generating some ideas. That's what I usually do around this time of year. I try and come up with something, and I give myself a few days to do it. And then the second thing you want to do is create your card as a campaign and save it. So when you're on your site, just click on campaigns and then click the little plus on the upper right. I know some of you, most of you have created campaigns in the past, but some of you haven't. In the business training center, there's a tutorial on how to create and save a campaign if you have not done that before. But you want to create it as a campaign and save it, and put your holiday photos in there, or if you're going to use a photo drop card, you know, create it as a photo drop card, which is a template that has, you know, a Christmas template or a holiday template that you drop a picture into. But get that saved as a campaign, because as a campaign you can send it to multiple people all at the same time. That's number two. So number one is figure out what type of card you want to send out this year for the holidays. Number two is create it as a campaign and save it. Number three is figure out how many you want to send out. How many people are you going to send it to? So based on your plan, based on your budget, how many cards are you going to send out this year? Some of you are going to decide that you're just going to send a card to every single person in your relationship manager. And that's a great strategy. Some of you are going to say, you know what, I don't have very many people in my relationship manager, so I need to start emailing people like crazy or texting people like crazy, asking them for their addresses, and get those in there now so that you're not scrambling, you know, 2 days before Christmas. You want to try and get your Christmas, if you're sending cards for Christmas, you want to get those out, if possible, you know, 2 weeks before, if possible. Now, if you send a Christmas card and it shows up 3 days after Christmas, it's just as powerful as if they receive it on Christmas or the day before or the day before that. So, you know, you might miss that cutoff, and you might decide to send a New Year's card. But figure out what you want to do. Figure out how many people you're going to send it to. And number four is create your group or your groups to send it to. And you can do that through the Send Out Cards Relationship Manager. And if you don't know how to do it, go to the business training, and there's a tutorial in there on how to set up and create a group and send to a group. And then number five, let's say if you're sending to 500 to 1,000 or more people, you'll want to buy an Elite or an Elite Plus package to drop the price of your cards down from $1.75 per card plus the stamp to $1.25 per card plus the stamp on the Elite, or 99 cents a card on the Elite Plus. So if you buy an Elite package for $625, that $625 pays for 500 cards, which gives you $1.25 a card. And if you buy an Elite Plus package for $995, that drops the price of each card down to 99 cents per card. That's if you're on the Elite Plus. And now the thing is, though, those are for scheduled cards. So if you're sending out 500 to 1,000 cards or more, then you'll need to schedule the card to go out at a future date. So as long as you schedule it like tomorrow or a week from now or a month from now, then you're fine, because the Elite and the Elite Plus are for scheduled card sends. So that's one way around, because if you send it immediately, you're going to pay it, you're going to pay, if you've got the enterprise plan for $147 a month, that gives you 100 group sends, and then anything over 100 group sends, again, you're paying $1.75 a card. So what you want to do is if you're going to send out a lot of cards this year, buy an Elite or Elite Plus, and that'll drop the price of your cards down, but you'll have to schedule those cards, and you do that when you're creating the campaign. So five steps. Number one, figure out what type of card you want to send out this year for the holidays. Brainstorm that. Google some ideas. Come up with an idea. Number two, create it as a campaign and save it. Number three, figure out how many you want to send it to. Number four, create your group or your groups to send it to from the people that you want to send to. And number five, if you're sending 500 to 1,000 or more, buy an Elite or an Elite Plus to drop the price of your cards down to 125 or 99 cents. And again, those cards need to be scheduled. If you have questions on any of this stuff, if it's confusing to you, just get with somebody that's been around for a year and they can help you with it. Put a message in the official group and someone will respond and be able to help you out. You can always call customer support as well. This is the best time of year to get customers. Now is the time to ask, you know, how are you sending out your holiday cards this year? If you set a goal to ask that question one or two times a day, you're going to start signing up customers like crazy. You can also show people how they can make money this year over the holidays. The number one, there's two things that stress people out over the holidays. Lack of money, because they want to buy more gifts and they're spending their money and they're racking up their credit cards. And the second thing is they're busy. People are really, really busy. So the two biggest problems that people have over the holidays, we can solve those problems with our program, right? We can help save them time. We can help create a little extra income so that they don't rack up their credit cards. And that's relatively easy to do to help them make enough money that their holidays are free. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a groundswell right now. I've told a few people. I called Darla last week, and I've talked to Brian Perez about this and Jackie and a few others, is that I'm feeling right now that there are thousands and thousands of people that are looking at send out cards. They're checking stuff out because they're hearing the buzz, and I feel like we're going to see just an explosion of growth really soon. Last week was one of my best weeks on record. It might have been my best week. I don't know. I signed up six $97 subscription accounts myself personally, four referral partners. Every single hour I'm having people texting me and emailing me excited about the new subscriptions and the new referral partners they're signing up. So I'm feeling a groundswell right now. And I know it's not just the holidays. It's because we're on the other side of our overhaul. We're at a much better place than we were a few months ago. The systems are working great. People are excited about the new plans, and there's a buzz on the street. And I'm getting a feeling that things are getting. We're getting a lot of people that are reinstating as well. People that have been gone for two or three or four years that are now coming back and wanting to start building again. So that's really exciting. So tonight I want to spend the next 20 minutes talking about something that inspired me years ago, and hopefully some of the things that I share with you tonight will help to give you encouragement. So years ago, some of you have heard this story, I had an opportunity before I'd ever signed up a single distributor to sit around a table at dinner in San Francisco with the top money earners in my last network marketing company. I'd never signed up a single distributor. And as I was sitting with them, I realized that they were just like me. They had the same dreams. They had the same challenges. The difference was they went out and made it happen. I didn't. I had never made it happen. That was the company that I finally broke loose. But I had a chance to meet the top money earners, the top five money earners at dinner, and we got to talk. And as I got to know them and get to know their personalities and some of the things, the struggles they'd been through, I realized that they're just like me. So tonight, my call is – tonight, this call, standing in for Cody, is you're probably just like me. And I want to cover a few things. Number one, you have dreams. Early on, my dreams were simple. One was to go camping once a month. One was to go to the beach 2 days a month. One was to buy a fax machine. One was to buy a cell phone. I'd never owned a cell phone. Upgrade my wardrobe from one suit that didn't fit me to a decent wardrobe. And I still have that original list. And these were my dreams before I'd sponsored my first distributor in network marketing. And as my business grew, my dreams grew, and I'm still working on stretching my dreams. I see myself as a pace setter. A few years ago, I was in Fiji for an Anthony Robbins retreat. Fiji is more beautiful than any photograph or video that you've ever seen about it. And this was a cleansing retreat, which included 7 days of raw foods, vegetables, fruits. There was time for spa treatments and exercise daily and lots of nutritional training. And it was just the perfect environment for cleansing the soul. And I'm always looking to take my dreams to the next level so that others can see what's possible. And this is one of the reasons I booked a spot to go into space and got my helicopter pilot's license. Sometimes dreams can be as simple as having the time to go walk barefoot in the grass with your son, daughter, or your grandchild. I was at a juice bar in L.A., and I asked the guy behind the counter if he had a concoction for energy that was healthy, and he said, "Take off your shoes and find some grass. Feel the earth." That's what he said. Sometimes we make things so complicated. So you're probably just like me. You have dreams. Start where you are. Your dreams are not my dreams. They're your dreams. So what are some of the things that you want to do with your life? You want to start there. Sometimes it's easy in the hustle and bustle of life to forget the reason we're doing the business. It's so that we can live life on our terms. Your dreams a year from now will probably be grander than they are today, no matter where you are. And then you'll become a pace setter, and you'll be inspiring others to stretch. And many of you are already doing that. So get a little clear on what you want. What do you want out of the business? What are you doing it for? And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be very simple. It might be three things that you're focused on achieving this year or next year. Write those down. So number two, you're just like me. You're probably going to have setbacks. We're pretty much alike. You're going to have setbacks. I had setbacks, right? And I can make a list of my setbacks. All of them seemed so devastating at the time. You know, when America West filed bankruptcy and I had to lay off my staff and they cut my pay in half, that was devastating. That was a setback. Best setback that ever happened to me. My company went out of business. The company I worked for went out of business. I lost $150,000 on one real estate deal while I was still making under $30,000 a year at my job. How about that one? That was a huge setback. In my last company, we lost half our customers and half our income due to outgrowing our service provider. And there was one point where my income went from $50,000 per month to $4,000 per month. And we rebuilt it over a period of 6 months. You're going to have major setbacks. What you do with those setbacks will determine your failure or your success. You'll have breakdowns. That's just the nature of life. And I don't need it. I'm not shouting that from a soapbox. We all know that. I've had a few of those over the years. You're going to get frustrated at times. You're going to even doubt whether you're cut out for this. That's a normal feeling, no matter who you are. And again, only those that persist make it. And you may be just like me. Maybe you've been involved in other programs or businesses and you've found that it's just too tough, and so you quit. I was on that program for over 10 years, as you know. There's no success formula that includes quitting. So after 10 years, I finally figured out that the lessons I needed to learn were to come from persisting and not from quitting. And you'll sometimes doubt when you're making nothing. And then you'll doubt when you're making $100 a month. Some of you are making $100 a month and you're doubting. Some of you will doubt when you're making $1,000 per month, and you'll even doubt when you're making $10,000 a month. I know people. I know a guy well, very well. He's a friend that was making $100,000 a month in his network marketing company. It was a video company, network marketing years ago, and he started to doubt, and he started fighting with the CEO, and he left. He quit. He doubted, making $100,000 a month. Took him 10 years to recover. Now he's on his way back up. It's hard for some people to believe that even at $100,000 per month, there are times that doubt can creep in. But it's our nature. We have to constantly guard the gate to our mind. Setbacks are a part of life. So you're just like me if you have setbacks, if you have frustrations, if you have confusion, if you have uncertainty, and if you have doubt at times. It's part of the plan. Tony Robbins says that when you get confused, it means you're on the verge of a breakthrough. When you're doubting, it means you're on the verge of a breakthrough, but that's only if you don't quit. I've just learned not to quit when I'm doubting. I don't quit when I'm doubting, ever. And when that and the result of that is I always come out on the other side of it better than I was before. Number three, many of the people you've talked to will say they're going to do it, and then they don't. How many of you have had that happen? You're just like me. The people that you, some of the people that you've shown send-out cards to will say they're going to do it, and then they don't do it. Really? Yes, really. This happens to me all the time. The reason it happens to me all the time is because I'm showing the business every day. I've had people tell me that they were surprised when they heard this. I've had people say, I can't wait to get to executive so I have credibility. Maybe then not so many people will say no. Doesn't work that way. People do this for their reasons and not your reasons. They'll do it on their schedule and not on your schedule. Even if you do get them to sign up, a lot of times they won't go to work until the conditions are perfect. And guess what? Conditions are never perfect, and therefore, some people never get to work. I met a guy on a plane going to Salt Lake City a few months ago, and I walked him through sending the card, and he got really excited. I talked to him three more times by phone after he returned home. I sent him a card with brownies. He told me he was ready to sign up, and he didn't sign up. I never heard from him again. I still send him cards about once per month, but I have no idea why he didn't sign up. He never told me. I never talked to him again. Maybe someday he'll call me. That happens. I spoke with a good friend about send-out cards 5 years ago, and she had no interest. About a year ago, she called, and she said she wanted to learn more. We got together, and I had her send another card. She watched some of the videos. I probably sent her 12 cards over the past 5 years. About 2 months ago, she told me she was ready to go. She's been having trouble coming up with the money. I emailed her from Fiji, and I haven't heard back from her. And I can tell you 50 stories like that. And I can tell you lots of stories of people that I have been signing up as a result of doing the exact same things. Some of these people, they disappear. They vaporize. That's what they do in their life. It's not about me or you or send-out cards or Cody Bateman or the company. It's their nature. That's what they do. They go ghost. Some people just are good at that. They go ghost in their life, and they do it with lots of stuff. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get a message from somebody saying, you know what, I'm ready to go. You showed me the business 2 years ago, and the timing wasn't right, but now I'm ready. So if you have that happen to you, you're just like me. Number four, you're probably busy, and you have a hard time finding time to do the business. Well, that's me. I'm busy. I got a lot going on. And sometimes it's hard to find time to do the business. But interestingly, I found that I always find time to fill all the hours in my day. And I've also found that everyone seems to fill all the hours in their day with watching TV, sleeping, eating, going to work, doing whatever we do. Business mastery includes learning to create and manage your schedule in such a way that it serves you in your life. Life always seems to get in the way when you're a victim to it, when it's happening to you, versus you creating your schedule. So we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So how you use those 24 hours will determine how much free time and how much financial success that you create. Struggle is a mindset that will follow you wherever you go. It'll follow you from company to company until you learn to release it. Struggle doesn't serve you, and it will keep you from where you want to be financially. Struggle is a mindset. You want to let go of struggle and begin to find the lessons in your quest for freedom. We're all busy with stuff. Stuff always seems to be there. Stuff fills the void of our time. Pick up the mail, do the dishes, pick up the kids, wash the windows, clean up the clothes that are all over the floor, wash the car, repair the door. play softball, take the grandkids to the movies. We all have stuff to do. And my question for you is, at what point do you say, I'm so tired of running so hard that I'm willing to set aside 1 to 2 hours per day as a priority so I can get back to really living my dreams? I can remember when I had a job at America West and they had just filed bankruptcy and cut my pay in half, and I was working my network marketing business at night because I had a full-time job with employees, although I was laying people off all the time. And I was sleeping 4 hours a night, and I remember pulling up to a traffic light at 68th Street and Thomas in Scottsdale, Arizona, closed my eyes at the light, and I went into a deep sleep at the light, kind of scary. The guy behind me honked the horn and woke me up. And I don't recommend doing this, but I do want to demonstrate my level of commitment to get out of the rat race. Sometimes this means cutting out an hour and a half of sleep for the next 2 years so you can live your dreams for the rest of your life. So be careful. Just because you're getting up an hour and a half early doesn't mean that you'll use that time productively unless you're committed to the outcome. Focus and commit to your daily activity and results. It's easy to begin to fill that time with the same stuff that kept creeping in before. So just like me, you may have found it's tough to keep to find the time to do the business until you figured out that you're not a victim to your circumstances and you realize that everyone has the same 24 hours. So we choose how we spend those hours. Number five, thanks for sticking with me tonight, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. You have habits that serve you and habits that hurt you, just like me. We all have habits that consume our time and money that don't contribute to the overall purpose of our lives, and we have habits that feed us in ways that are immeasurable. So here are a few examples of habits that cost us money or time that don't serve us. Sleeping in, procrastination, drinking alcohol. Brian posted about that tonight. Cigarette smoking, cigar smoking. Hello, drinking coffee, dilly-dallying, dinking around on the internet, watching television, reading the newspaper, scrolling through Facebook. So these are a few examples of habits that can contribute. That's a few examples that can be debilitating. Here are a few examples of habits that can contribute positively to the overall purpose of our lives. Listening to personal development CDs, reading personal development books, exercising and eating healthy, dream building, time and activity management, meditating, networking. About 20 years ago, I removed the TVs from my home because I was watching 3 to 5 hours per day. And interestingly, after I removed them, I found an extra 3 to 5 hours per day to build my business. That was years ago. And you know the result? Well, about 5 years ago, it was more than five years ago, I bought a flat screen TV, and guess what happened? I fell right back into my old habits. I started watching an hour before bed and an hour when I woke up, and I would also tend to squeeze in an hour during the day. I worked out less, and it seriously cut into my building time, so for months after that, I turned off the TV. It's a waste of time. It's a crippling habit that won't serve you or me. I watch very little TV. You have one life. Don't spend it reading about how screwed up everyone else is or watching the news. The world's an amazing place, and you deserve to experience it to its fullest. So you'll inspire a lot of others to do the same, but not if you're spending all your time on the internet, watching TV every day, et cetera, those kinds of things. Work on replacing those habits that hurt you with those that serve you. So I would venture to guess that if we were to get together and compare notes, you would find that we are way more similar than we are alike. Way more similar than we are different, rather. In fact, it was this realization that got me to where I am today in network marketing. When I sat with that group of top leaders in my last company before I'd ever signed up my first distributor ever, I realized that they're just like me. They have the same dreams. They have the same challenges. They have the same fears. They have the same opportunities. And they have the same doubts that I had. And I realized at that moment that I can do this. And because of that, belief, because of that one belief, I went out and I did it. And I want to encourage you to have the same realization and then go out in the words of Nike, just do it. So, hey, Emerald, I'm done. If you wouldn't mind opening the lines and give me an opportunity to say goodnight to everybody if you're out there.